Kanamana Chia, let's see if we can complete the circuit here inside of this one transmission. And what we mean is come full circle to hello, welcome. Welcome to the show. Welcome to this is Zach Stage. This is Zach Scott, and that's our alias right now as we engage you in a little bit of Kanamana Chia. Kanamana Chia here is just that. It's just that. Kanamana Chia, the vibration. Kanamana Chia, it's code. It is Kanamana Chia. It's code, it's vibration, and it raises up your vibration. Also raises up the vibration of anyone around you, and most especially those within a 2.5 mile radius. Imagine that. Kanamana Chia. It's code, it's up, it's in the air, it's a high vibration coding language. And as you engage with this particular transmission that you're tuning into, you are automatically picking up the code. You're automatically picking up Kanamana Chia. Now, Kanamana Chia is so high vibration, it's so advanced, that it doesn't work within 2020. If you are living inside of 2020, which you probably are, then what you come to discover as you continue to tune into the story is that 2020 is a story. 2020 is a program. It's a set of ideas. 2020 is the calendar. It's a code, and it's code for the matrix. And if we just slow down a little bit, and really, don't even really think about this, but just go along with the story here. The matrix, which we talk about, we hear being referred to, the matrix is not a movie. The matrix is real. And the matrix is quite simply, very simply, a mental operating system. That's all it is. That's all she is. The matrix is an operating system, but it doesn't run necessarily on a computer. You can't go and ask Apple for the code. The matrix is an operating system that runs in your mind. And our mind, and their mind, and her mind, and his mind, and everyone's mind. How did it get there? Very easy. Through the most important technology that we have as human beings, which is language. How are you receiving these codes? How are you making very complex mental pictures, envisioning ideas within your cerebral cortex, within your brain, within your mind? How are you making any sense of what is being spoken here? Well, the answer is A, B, C, D, E, F, G. The alphabet, the English language, the spelling, the words, the sentences, the nouns, the verbs, the language is key. The language is key, and it's practically invisible. We don't think of it as a technology, and yet it surely is. Not only is it a technology, it is the technology, language. All else rides on top of it. You can't even say World Wide Web until you have www, until you have World and Wide and Web, and all that goes with it. You can't even speak. You can't send a rocket into space unless those who are building the rocket can communicate very complex ideas to each other. And they're doing it using language. For the moment, we keep things simple, and we say English. English is the language of rock and roll. English is also the language of businesses. And as we know, money makes the world go round. The matrix and money go hand in hand. This mental operating system that we refer to as the matrix is really a gaming system. There are many types of operating systems. you are very familiar, most likely, with the computer operating systems like the Mac operating system and the Windows operating system that power these desktop computers, and then the mobile operating systems, which are derivatives of those. These are sort of the all-purpose consumer computer, desktop, mobile operating systems. But there are many. There are operating systems for the computers and the systems within your car, which are generally not Windows or Mac. It's a different type of real-time operating system for all the kinds of crazy things that go on inside of a real-time system, or the systems inside of an airplane, or maybe even the computer inside your oven, running different little operating systems for different applications, different appliances. The Matrix is a mental operating system. It's a way of thinking. It's a way of perceiving time and money. And that's pretty much it. The Matrix is a mental operating system that defines how we engage with time and money. And at its essence is a program or a thought or an idea or a paradigm. Get it? Pair of dimes. Money's in there everywhere. It's a paradigm that time is money. You've heard this phrase. Time is money is an assumption which then becomes a belief, which just becomes a truth, which is like then permeates the entire system. Time is money. Hey, sure, let's do it that way. Let's code it up that way. Time is money. Well, if time is money, then we need a calendar to track the time and a clock so we can track the game, so we can track the system. So anyway, what we're getting at is that The Matrix is not a movie. The Matrix is real. It's a particular flavor of Matrix here. She's known as the 3D linear Newtonian Gregorian Earth Matrix. That's her full. It's the 2020 version, obviously. The 2020 3D Earth linear Gregorian Newtonian Matrix. There's a lot of, you know, but the Gregorian is the key word here, because the Gregorian calendar, which is January, February, March, April, May, this calendar is the timing program. The calendar literally provides the heartbeat for the Matrix, for this operating system. Every operating system needs to move. Even your computer operating system. I mean, you start an application and, right, you know that it needs to run the application. In order to run the application, in order to simulate that the things on the screen and stuff and everything is moving and running, there's a basically a little heartbeat in there. It's not a real biological heart, but it's like a timing mechanism that moves through the code. Do this, do this, do this, do this, do this, and you do that fast enough and you have, you know, Pokemon Go going on your screen. There's no Pokemon inside the machine. There's no real Pokemons anywhere. But it sure looks like there are on the screen. And that's all happening through the magic of time and some little timing program that runs through the code and makes it appear like things are moving on the screen. It's alive. The app is running. The program's running. Things are happening. So it's all simulated. In fact, the pixels on your screen don't move. But that's another transmission. So we need to sum this up. Or, no, we can't sum this up. This cannot be summed up. But we need to bring this story to some sort of head. For we are 10 minutes into this transmission, and we only have 13:25. 13 minutes and 25, that's our max. We need to cut off 13 and 25. 25 is a magic number, and the middle of 25 is 13, so that's also a magic number. And what we need to do here, quite simply, and all we are doing here, is we are playing with the idea, hey, what if time isn't money? Because it's not. Time is definitely not money, but the matrix is built around that. And here's the mistake that pretty much everybody's making. Pretty much everybody's making the mistake that the matrix, which is the system, which is the whole, it's the whole thing, and cyberspace and 2020, the whole thing can be fixed or somehow upgraded. And it can't. And it can't quite simply because time is money is embedded in the DNA of the DNA of the DNA of the whole thing. So the only way out is through a higher vibration, we could say, a higher consciousness, a more, we hate these words, organic. It's not that. It's more in alignment with naturalisms. Right? I mean, most of what is happening right now on the planet is not natural. It is against nature. It is out of tune. If the Earth, the cosmos and the Earth were emanating a certain vibration, which actually does, then the song that humanity is playing on top of that is out of tune. Just slightly, in many cases, more in other cases, but it doesn't matter. Because if you've ever heard two kids playing trumpet, and one of those trumpets is even just slightly out of tune, you want to cry. You don't want to stay very long. You don't want to listen. So that's what's going on right now on the planet, quite simply. It's very simple. The Earth, nature, whatever you want to call it, is singing a certain song, holding a certain tune. There's a certain vibration, codes, however you want to look at it. These are all metaphors. Words are metaphors. Language is a metaphor. We can never get at what's happening here. Not even close. But we can definitely tune in and listen and say, holy hell, the song, the vibes that humanity's putting out are just out of freaking tune. It's painful to live here. Period. Done. End of story. So what do? We have to play with a new set of operating principles. We have to install a new operating system. And the only way to do that is to play. We have to play with these ideas. We have to play with some new codes. We can only do this by playing. What's the difference between practicing piano and playing piano? Nothing. We have to practice. We have to rehearse. We have to play. With new ideas, new concepts, new codes. Kanamanachia Mandala Ka. So that's our game. That's our new operating system. These are new codes. Based on what then? Not time is money. But perhaps time is art. And perhaps even further, the time is magic. And perhaps time, Kanamanachia, is not at all how we perceive it. We know this, right? Time is an illusion. Time is relative. Time doesn't exist. These are all bullshit ways of getting at something that we do not understand because we live in the Matrix. And the Matrix says, oh yes, time does exist. And it looks exactly like this. And there is a real future. And there is a real past. And let us string together for you history over hundreds and thousands of years to keep reminding you of exactly and precisely how this works. It's all a story, and it's a terrible one, and it's gotta go, and she's going, and she's dying. The Earth is dying, history has to die, the calendar has to die, the whole clock has to die. It all has to go. But it can't until we're playing a new game. So, Kanamanachia, Mandalaka, we're taking 2255 into the next round of the game. Into the game, you are receiving this transmission on Gregorian Street. Gotta get off the street. Meet us at Dolphin Dive. And if you enjoyed this transmission at all, and got anything out of this, please make us a wish. Time.